It's time for Recipe of the Day. How is it only Tuesday? I hear you. What a week already I'm having. If you are having a week like mine, you need something satisfying and easy that everybody will eat. Taco mac and cheese is just the thing. You're going to cook 12 ounces of elbow macaroni according to package instructions. Then, as that's cooking, you're going to heat a large skillet over medium-high heat and add some ground beef, spread it out, and cook it undisturbed just until browning underneath, 3 or 4 minutes. You want to get some of that caramelization happening. Then flip it over, stir it, and then cook and stir occasionally, breaking it up until it's fully cooked through. It's going to be another 3 or 4 minutes. At that point, you're stirring in some taco seasoning. One packet of taco seasoning is equivalent to 2 tablespoons if you have the store-bought container, or I will link to a homemade taco seasoning recipe. You'll want to use 2 tablespoons of that. And I'm just going to remind you, this is one of my seasoning blends that I've put together that I think are really, really versatile. I say all the time that you should bookmark the seasoning landing page on the Cookful. It has all kinds of seasonings. And then when you're making recipes, if you're looking at recipes and it calls for, you know, 1 tablespoon Cajun seasoning or 1 tablespoon Italian seasoning or fajita seasoning, taco seasoning, any of these things, and you don't have them already, you can go to that seasonings page and find it there. Crucially, the recipes for each of these seasonings have the amounts to make a 1/2 cup container, but also the amounts to just make 2 tablespoons. So if you just need a little bit to make a recipe, you don't have to buy anything new and you don't have to make a big batch. I also tell you how to just like on the fly add a few things to what you're cooking to approximate it. So in this case, to approximate your taco seasoning, what you're going to do is you cook up that ground beef and then you're going to add equal parts ground cumin and onion powder, then 1/2 that amount of garlic powder and dried oregano, and then you can sprinkle in a little bit of chili powder and or paprika, either sweet or smoked paprika or both, and a little bit of salt to taste. So you can make a 1/2 cup batch, you can make a 2 tablespoon batch, or you could just sort of sprinkle some things in, like I just said, and make it like that. So any of those are going to work. And that's how all of my seasoning recipes are. So you always know you can make the big batch, the small batch, or just find out what's in it so you can throw it into what you're cooking. You know, I will link to the taco seasoning and to the seasoning landing page for you. Okay, so you stir in the taco seasoning or the herbs that you're using, herbs and spices, and then you're going to stir in 1/2 cup of beef broth or of water. So this is very similar to what you're doing when you're making taco beef, right? Once that's mixed in, you're adding 1/2 cup of salsa, stir that, bring it up to a simmer, stirring occasionally. It's going to take 2 or 3 minutes, then take it off the heat and stir in 1/4 cup of heavy cream. You could use whole milk or you could use 1/2 and 1/2 or a mixture of any of those. It's going to work. Canned evaporated milk is also going to work there. And then 2 cups of shredded cheddar cheese. Just stir that up until it's fully melted, about a minute. By then, your macaroni should be done cooking. You've drained it. You want to scrape all of this ground beef mixture back into the pot that the pasta cooked in, and then add that from the colander into that pot as well. Give that a good stir, and then you also stir in a large tomato chopped and 2 green onions. That is dinner. Easy and quick for a long day, and everyone will eat it. No complaints, which makes your evening easier too. I know I need that today. I will put the link to this recipe in the show notes for this podcast episode, or you can head to cookthestory.com/ROTD and get it there. Everything there is arranged by date, so it's helpful to know that today is August 5th of 2025. If you want more great ideas for what you can cook to eliminate that decision-making process, I know it's so hard sometimes to just decide what to make. Make sure you're subscribed to this podcast. I have a new recipe to tell you about every single day. Subscribe by using your phone, go to your favorite podcast app, and search for Recipe of the Day. You will find me there. I'm Christine Pittman from cookthestory.com, thecookful.com, the all-new chicken cookbook, and from this podcast, Recipe of the Day. I hope you have a great day. Let's get cooking.